Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Now in its seventh year, the Winnipeg Reel-to-Reel Film Festival features full-length feature films, documentaries, and short films that are, quote, cool, clean, and compelling, end quote. Author and filmmaker Paul Bogue started the festival, and he's on the phone with us from Winnipeg to talk about it. But before we get to our interview, let's listen to None of Us Are Free from the Shelter Me CD by the Commissionaires.
If you do, you can hear there are voices calling out across the years, and they're all crying across the ocean, crying across the land, and they will till we all come to understand that none of us are free, none of us are free. None of us are free. If one of us are chained, none of us are free. And there are people still in darkness, and they just can't see the light. If you don't say it's wrong, then that says that it's right. We gotta look out for one another, let our brothers know that we care. Got to get the message, send it out loud and clear. None of us are free. None of us are free. None of us are free. If one of us are chained, none of us are free. Yeah. Now I swear that your salvation isn't too hard to find, but none of us can find it on our own. Yeah, we got to join together in spirit, heart, and mind, so every soul that's suffering will know that they're not alone. None of us are free. Yeah.
And now to our interview with Paul Boga. Good evening, Paul.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
Good. Now, you've written a number of things in the last little while. You've written fiction, you've written nonfiction, you've done some film script writing and filmmaking. Out of all of that, which came first for you?
Started as a writer. And so way back when I was in grade school, I just had a passion for writing stories. And so I had written some stories in grade school, and that just developed. And then later on, after high school, when I came back from Bible school as an engineering, I started doing screenwriting just as a means to balance off all the technical side of the world while I was studying, and got into screenwriting. And it wasn't until in my late 20s that I began writing novels. And after writing my first novel, I went to Kenya to help out at an orphanage for street children. And the founder of that orphanage, Charles Mully, he asked me to write the story of his life, and that's where the biography started.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there any one of those that you prefer to the other?
You know, each one, to me, all of the different books, to me, they're like kids. I'm not married, I don't have any kids, but to me, I imagine it like kids. You love them all, but they're all unique.
Mm-hmm.
They all have a different purpose and a different calling for different people at different times. And so the journey in writing each of the books was, for me, a very spiritual experience. You're trusting in God for all of the words to say, also the themes to bring across. And so each one of them, to me, are unique and special in their own way.
Now, looking at that, I mean, is there any book that you really... Let me go in another direction here. As you've been writing that, who have been some of your influences as a writer?
I've been a big fan of John Grisham. I love the way that he writes, very plain style and
mm-hmm.
very easy to understand. I love C.S. Lewis. his writing both from a literary perspective but also a theological perspective has been fantastic. And he really exemplifies to me what it means to have someone that can create a very, very captivating story without being preachy,
mm-hmm.
and the great use of imagery and symbolism.
Favorite C.S. Lewis book?
I would say The Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe.
In terms of some of the ones that have influenced you, have you ever found yourself trying to duplicate their style, or is this just people that you really, really enjoy and you just want to soak their stuff in?
Yeah, in the early years, yes. And you try and copy, but then what happened is you realize you couldn't copy because something didn't sound right. It didn't feel right. It felt like the voice that God had given me to write wasn't being duplicated through somebody else. So what mm-hmm. I wanted to do instead was to say, well, that person has that talent. I really admire that. And that encourages me to be able to write from the perspective God has given me. So over the years, it's been much more of a process of just asking God, okay, how would this book come out? How do I tell someone's story as simply, as plainly as possible? And what those writers really taught me was not so much style, just to really trust the story, that it doesn't come down to the kinds of words you use or, you know, how snappy your dialogue is or isn't. All of those things are important. What really matters is, do you have a great story?
Mm-hmm.
Will that captivate the audience? And once you have that, just a matter of telling it as simply and as straightforwardly as you possibly can.
Well, and that I think is what I find is the key in some of the stuff that in any of the things that I've read. Too often, I think as Christians, we get focused on the message and making sure we get, you know, the message out there, and the story kind of gets lost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's one of the big problems that you can see sometimes in filmmaking as well. They can become so driven when it comes to a theme that the characters and the story plot get forced around that. But really, when you start with a genuine person, a genuine story, the message will sell itself. It comes out naturally. And those are the best kinds of stories, when it's naturally embodying the story. And so biographies, in that sense, kind of have a bit of an edge because they naturally already embody the person's story anyways, and the theme's already mm-hmm. there.
Well, I think, you know, the biggest challenge these days as well is not letting technology get in the way. You know, you can do so many things with technology that, again, that the story itself can get lost.
Yeah, you're very right about that. And when I was first starting out in film, this goes back probably 20, 25 years ago, I remember a person said, you know, technology has come in with massive changes every 6 months. But he said, one thing that will never change is the ability to tell a great story.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though audiences now are growing in huge numbers, and the technology that you see films on is growing, the audience is still captivated by characters and story. And if you don't have that, all the technology in the world is not going to help you.
Well, in terms of the type of films that you've done, what are some of the things you've done in the filmmaking end?
I've done two films. One was a story about the war in Iraq, and one was a love story about some friends who meet at a coffee shop. So pretty diverse in those two.
But again, in terms of story and that, how did you develop the story? I've taken some courses on script writing and some sessions that, and a lot of the focus is on the visual, as opposed to dialogue. How do you focus, and especially when you're dealing with a visual medium like filmmaking, on making sure that the story comes through?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a very good point. The story is the place where you start. So you're trying to figure out a character who is having a struggle and something that is also very personal to myself. So in that sense, what's in the character's heart is also that's in my heart. So you're able to craft a story that's going to be real, it's going to be genuine. And, you know, someone that Don Bastian told me many, many years ago at one of the God Uses Inc. conferences now, Word Guild, he said that which is most personal is usually that which is most universal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're really not that different as human beings. We may speak different languages, like different kinds of sports, eat different kinds of foods, but we're all very much, we're created in God's image. So in that sense, we're all very similar. And so when we transfer from having a human story, a story that we can really relate to as people, transferring it then to a very visual medium, whether you're trying to build word pictures in a book or whether you are trying to build word pictures in a screenplay, is that you started with something from which you are trying to craft the visual around that. You're not starting with a visual and then trying to find it. In fact, the visual is informed by the story and by the characters and the struggles they go through. That helps you decide what kind of symbolism, what kind of imagery you're using, because really it's an extension of what that character is going through internally. So really what you're seeing on the outside, visually on a script, symbolically in a book, is an extension of what's happening in the character's thoughts and minds and their human journey.
Well, I think, you know, as you were talking, and especially the quote from Don Bastian, the example of Jesus' parables come to mind. That's where he used story. But he created word pictures, he created, you know, but it was meeting, and it was a story that was appealing to the needs and the emotions of the people he was talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Winnipeg Reel to Reel Film Festival coordinator Paul Boga. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Child who never had a home. Heaven help the girl who walks the streets alone. Heaven help the roses if the bombs begin to fall. Heaven help us all. Heaven help the poor man if he struggles one more day. Heaven help the rich man if he turns his back away. Heaven help the man who kicks the man who has to crawl. Heaven help us all.
Heaven help us all. Heaven help us all. Heaven help us
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Heaven Help Us All from the Shelter Me, the debut CD of the Commissionaires, a new group fronted by veteran musicians Joel Parisian and Jacob Moon. I'm your host, Robert White, and we can continue our conversation with Paul Boga. Paul, this is the seventh annual Reel to Reel Film Festival. How did all this begin?
I was at the Sundance Film Festival in 2010 in Park City, Utah. And a film that I had directed wasn't in the festival, but it was being given an award at the same time as the festival. And so I was walking around Sundance, and I had a chance to see a couple of the films. And I remember exactly where I was and what I was doing when God spoke to my heart and said, what if we did a film festival in Winnipeg? And I said to him, I don't know anything about film festivals. And he says, don't worry, just start it and we'll go from there.
What did you think about the idea of doing a film festival in Winnipeg in February? I'm sorry. I lived out west for a number of years. Winter is where we all hibernate.
Yeah. Ironically, there's only two real seasons where a film festival can be really great. You can do it in the middle of summer, but in that sense, you're competing with the weather. So unless you're at a venue where people are naturally going to be anyways, it's going to be very tough to get people to come, say, to a church in the middle of summer.
Right.
So the only two time slots then, because for us, the real benefit to doing it at North K is that there's enough space in there for us to run five theaters at the same time. And we can fit in the sanctuary, we can fit, you know, 600-700 people there. But in even the smallest theaters, we can still fit, you know, between 40 and 50 people. And so it became a really important place to have a venue, because what I really loved was the idea of everybody being together. In some film festivals, you're driving from one theater to the next theater and so forth, and so you have a hard time having people build friendships, discussing things with people. You haven't got a common area. So the one great thing about doing it in a church setting at North Kildonan was that we had lots of films playing under one roof. Now, in February, it's not January because people are all Christmased out, they're all everything else. Well, January, people kind of like to stay at home and everything else. But come February, people are ready to get out and do something.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you know, if you don't get it done by February, in March, the weather starts warming up, and then people are outside, and now you're competing with people who've been inside for months at a time. Now they want to be outside. So that's why February got picked.
Now, how did it go from this vision that you had at Sundance in 2010 to actually putting the festival on? What did you have to do to get to the point where you are now?
Yeah, it's a lot of work. The biggest thing is that God was in it from the very beginning. And so real peace you have when you're asking for volunteers and you're doing something, you know that God's called you to do it. You don't have to worry. God's going to put these pieces together. And the festival itself takes about 90 to 100 volunteers to put together. So it's a huge commitment that both our church, but many other churches and other volunteers from all around Winnipeg come together and do. There's three basic components to a festival. Number one is procuring films. How do you find the films you're going to show? The next is organizing the festival. How do you put your volunteers together? Where are you going to show it? How are you going to put all the events programs together? And the third is, how do you market it? How do you get the word out about this festival? How do you let people know about it? And so in going from just that one little vision at Sundance in 2010, it was approximately 12 months later we started our first festival. And it was just that. It was just looking for great films and trying to put it together and really relying on the Lord to bring a lot of people in. And he did. He brought in tons of people in that first year. You know, we had a gate of 1,200 for a little tiny festival in Winnipeg. So it started from there, and we just continued, and word continued to spread.
Now, one of the things that people might not realize as we're talking here about the Reel to Reel festival is there a little play on words that you've got there? It's Reel, R-E-A-L, to Reel, R-E-E-L. That seems to me that's sort of the theme of this. You're looking at things that are real, that are now on film. Is that the whole purpose behind the title of the festival?
Absolutely. You're looking for what is real in our hearts, what's real in people's minds, the truth that God brings in so many of these films, and putting that onto a film. And so we're taking things that are real, real issues that we're facing in life, real questions we have in life, real struggles we're facing in life. Some things are funny, some things are serious. Some things are adventurous and romantic, and looking for a way for us to discuss them together in a group setting. And we use film, R-E-E-L, which of course now it's all digital, but anyhow, the play on words still works.
Yeah. Now, in terms of that, what are some of the films that are there this year that sort of meet those criteria?
Yeah, all of our films are cool, clean, and compelling. So that's the criteria we use for our films. But there's some really great films that are just literally coming to market now. One is Queen of Katwa. That's the story of a Christian girl in Uganda. And she was impoverished, didn't have much hope, but she becomes a chess player, and how she does incredibly well from a slum in Uganda as a chess champion, and how that changes her life and how that impacts her faith. And another one is the incredible story that many of us will remember, the Columbine incident in the United States. And so I'm Not Ashamed, the Rachel Joyce Scott story is playing. And that just gives us a real example of, okay, what does it mean to live every day not knowing when your last day is going to be, but to be trusting in Christ, following him no matter what, and living a life of faith.
Yeah, and I also see you've got 90 Minutes in Heaven, which was a huge hit in the theaters a little while ago.
Yeah, it's great, and it stars, you know, Darth Vader, Hayden Christensen.
Yeah.
And it's the real question of how does God's intervention in someone's life changed them. This is a guy who went to heaven for 90 minutes and then spends a long time trying to recover in a hospital.
Yeah.
What's that like? And we ask the question, how would that change our lives if we really spent that kind of time with the Lord?
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, too, is it's not just films. You've also got documentaries, like you got Hillsong, Hope Rise, and things like that. And you've also got short films as well. What goes into the selection process for deciding what films and documentaries and shorts you're going to show each year?
They have to be films that in some way, shape, or form are going to inform our faith or cause us to evaluate and reflect on what it's like for other people here on the earth with the struggles that they're facing.
Mm-hmm.
So short films, for example, those are both Christian films, but also films that come from audiences and filmmakers around the world, literally, that have a very unique look on subjects and material. And so They provide great points for dialogue and give us a great chance to meet some excellent filmmakers that otherwise we may not get a chance to meet.
Yeah. Any Canadian films in there?
Lots. Yeah, especially in the short films category. There's lots of films there, the documentaries category. A really cool one that's in the documentaries is one called Run the North. And in Manitoba, we have way north, or fairly high north, is a place called Churchill.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of Canadians have heard of that. And Churchill is freezing cold. If you think Winnipeg's cold, Churchill is way colder. So minus 40 is not uncommon up there. And there's a fellow out of Steinbeck, Albert Martins, who started a marathon up in Churchill. And what he does is he goes to some of the different native communities there and gets different sponsors to sponsor these guys to come and run this marathon. And he's trying to build community with some of the far remote northern Manitoba communities.
Are they trying to outrun the polar bears?
Yeah, it's motivation, right?
So. Sorry, the only thing I know about Churchill is the fact that they're so close. They actually get polar bears coming into the community every once in a while. So
that actually happens.
Yeah. What I'm going to do is I want to take one more break, and then we're going to come back and finish our conversation with Paul Boga, the coordinator of the Winnipeg Reel to Reel Film Festival. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
The earth can shake, the sky come down, the mountains all fall to the ground. Shelter me, Lord, underneath your wings. Dark waters rise and thunders pound. The wheels of war are going round. All the walls are crumbling. Shelter me, Lord, underneath your wings. Shelter me, Lord.
Project Ars Connection, you've been listening to Shelter Me, the title track from the Commissioner's debut CD, Shelter Me. I'm your host, Robert White. I'm going to wrap up our conversation with Winnipeg Reel to Reel Film Festival's Paul Boga. When you're looking at this and you're looking at the festival and that, what are you hoping people take away as they leave the theater, as they leave the church and the viewings?
We're hoping that people are encouraged in their faith. If people come, and some that come have no faith background whatsoever, we hope that they recognize that through both the films, but also the talkbacks that we do at the end of each film, that people are encouraged that there is a God who loves them and cares about them. For those that already are saved, our real hope is that people will leave with a renewed sense of purpose in their life, encouragement if people are going through difficult times. If people are going through great times, that people get a chance to reflect on an aspect of their faith they haven't had before. But all in all, we're trying to build a film community where people get a chance to come together, talk about their faith, talk about God on the platform of film and how that can encourage us.
Now, details, when and where is this all taking place?
Film Festival takes place February 21 to 26 at the North Kelowna MB Church in Winnipeg. And our website is winnipegfilmfestival.com.
Great. And what do you hope that, is there anything that you're hoping to get out of this on a personal level at the end of each year?
My biggest hope, and this was my goal from the very first time when I started it, was that God would have a place where he would love to come and have a great time watching movies that would honor him. And so for me personally, it's to be able to know that he had a great time. That to me is the most important thing, that God comes and really has fun at the festival and loves to be there and loves to see the films. And the other thing is that for me personally is that I get a chance to use some of the organizational gifts that I have and to be able to connect with people. And it's becoming, in spite of our technology, we are becoming a more fragmented culture. And a film festival gives a chance to people who love films to come together. And so for me personally, it's to be able to give a voice to some filmmakers who may not otherwise get a chance to be in Winnipeg, but also for people who love film to be able to connect with God and to form friendships.
Mm-hmm. Well, Paul, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Thanks, Robert. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you for listening to Ars Connection today and thinking of my guest, Paul Boga. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for the look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email Robert at artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter at SayLaw13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook, or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.